Isabelle Dinois had a partial face transplant 3 years ago. She had been mauled by a dog and lost part of her nose, lips, and chin. Dinois was the first person to have facial transplant surgery. Afterwards, Ms. Dinois said the surgery saved her life because it gave her a face like everyone else. At first, the surgery was criticized because Dinois' disfigurement was not life-threatening. But Dr. Anthony LaBruna, an American plastic surgeon, said her ability to regain control of facial muscles was astounding.
And at first it was numb and didn't move well, and over an 18-month period gained sensitivity that's reported as near normal. That's amazing.
These photos show how, over time, her lips began to look normal. In the past 3 years, two other people have had partial face transplants, a man in China who had been mauled by a bear, and a man in France with a disfiguring disease. After the operation, French surgeon Dr. Laurent Lantieri said the man could not lead a normal life because of his disease, and a transplant was the only solution.
He was brilliant, he was intelligent, he could perfectly assume this kind of surgery, and that's why he went to it, and he knew the risks and the benefits, and he knew he could die of it, and he went through it.
Those willing to have the surgery say it allows them to be ordinary again and do things most of us take for granted, like eating or drinking. More than 50 years ago, doctors at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston performed the first successful organ transplant. Transplant surgery has come a long way since then. Brigham and Women's has now been selected to be the first U.S. hospital to perform facial transplant surgery. Dr. Bowden Pomahawk is part of the transplant team.
This procedure is not life-saving, but it is life-giving. It truly allows the patient to return to their life, just like their Isabelle has done.
The procedure still has its critics. Transplant patients have to take drugs that suppress the body's natural rejection of foreign tissue. This involves a risk of serious infections, kidney damage, and cancer. Brigham and Women's Hospital says the face transplant is only for people with severe facial disfigurations. Carol Pearson, VOA News.